This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 461, part 2, entitled When There Are Millions of Masculists, How Will Masculist John Browns Manifest Themselves? Continuing straight on. Just what did this John Brown do that made him so famous in history? He was an American abolitionist terrorist who murdered several pro-slavers in bloody Kansas, then hatched a plan to capture 100,000 guns from a federal U.S. armory and distribute them to the Negro slaves, inciting them to rise up and kill their white slaver masters. He failed, was hanged, making a famous speech predicting a bloody war in the U.S. over the issue of Negro slavery, and was correct, since a mere 2 years later, the U.S. Civil War broke out. His action, trying to capture the armory, in brackets, at Harper's Ferry in West Virginia in 1859, close brackets, galvanized and terrified the southern U.S. states, who then took hugely more seriously the idea of seceding from the U.S. and to create their own slave-owning country, the U.S. Confederacy, that prompted Lincoln to declare war on them for breaking up the U.S., hence the U.S. Civil War. Just how will these masculist John Browns manifest themselves? What will they actually do when they feel they are terrorists for the masculist cause, waging a sex war for the liberation of millions, later several billion men, thinking that the murder of a dozen or so fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges is small beer in comparison to what fluffies do to men on a planet-wide massive scale, manslaving men for decades of their lives, several billion of them? I'm predicting that these pioneering masculist soldiers, these masculist John Browns, will manifest themselves in the US for several reasons. One is the sheer population size of the US, the third largest population country in the world, with 330 million people. So the odds of such masculist John Browns coming out of the woodwork will be higher in the US than any other Western country. The second reason is that the US has guns, especially semi-automatic weapons, that US citizens have cached away in large numbers. The third reason is that the US has a high internet penetration, so millions of US men will be exposed to masculist ideas and then see fluffydom as manslavery. When the time comes for such a man to be financially crucified and have his life destroyed by the hated fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges, instead of him ending his own life in utter despair, he will turn his hatred and misery outwards and pick up a semi-automatic weapon, march into a busy family court, and go on a mass shooting. He will then announce publicly that he is a masculist, and that he sees himself as a soldier for the masculist cause, that is, as a soldier in the sex war for the liberation of men from decades of manslavery, for men in their billions. This will terrify the politicians, let alone billions of women around the world. It's then quite possible that the politicians, who today are pretty much under the thumb of the bloc female vote, will ban the masculists. But it will probably be too late, since masculist ideas will already, by then, have penetrated the minds of millions of men, creating millions of masculists. It's quite likely that after news spreads of the mass shooting in the first family court, that rather quickly there will be several others, and that will really cause the politicians and women to shit their pants, because one can always dismiss the actions of one man as a deluded madman. But when several do it, and that it does not stop, then society will be forced, capital letters, to realize that something really serious, in capital letters, is happening, that absolutely has to be addressed. Otherwise, every family court in the country will be shut down, which to Damascus will be a part victory. But of course, Damascus wants something far deeper and more comprehensive, that is, the creation of a FIP society, where girls are socialized and educated by parents and schools to be FIPs, so that they do not become fluffy manslavers as adults. Damascus want the para, that's paternity rejection right, legislated, so that men are not forced into manslavery for decades of their lives, paying for a kid he does not want. Women have the mara, maternity rejection right, but men don't have the para, paternity rejection right. The most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists, and it's not against women, but against men, which is one of the major platforms of the masculist movement. Masculists want gender equality committees in parliaments set up that consist half of feminists and half of masculists, so that both sets of gender issues, that is, feminist and masculist, are addressed equally, which is far from being the case today. Most politicians are as ignorant of masculist issues as are women, so are simply unaware how men are oppressed by fluffydom, by parasitic, manslaving, fluffy vermin. A string of masculist terrorist mass shootings in the family courts will have as much of an historic impact in causing the politicians and public intellectuals to think hard about the oppression of men, about masculist ideas, as did John Brown in 1859, playing a major part in causing the US Civil War. It's often the case that nothing happens to address a growing and major political issue in society until something horrific happens. Masculists want the men fairing of the gender laws, for example, reform of the divorce courts, the legislation of the para. The establishment of gender equality committees in parliaments, etc. But the politicians aren't listening, since there are too few masculists at the moment, and the monoconscious feminazis block the spread of masculist ideas in the media, so that masculists are limited to the internet to spread their masculist ideas, so that the masses are not exposed to masculist ideas in the mass media that reaches millions of people. So when masculist ideas do spread enough that several masculist John Browns come out of the woodwork, who prefer to kill fluffy feminist divorce court judges and lawyers rather than themselves, then suddenly society, politicians, the media, all will prick up their ears and take notice, asking themselves, quote, what the fuck is happening? Suddenly there are all these mass shootings in the divorce courts, a dozen of them. Why? What's behind all this? End quote. Then society will be forced to consult the masculists to understand why men are feeling such hatred against what the fluffy feminists are doing to a quarter of fathers in society, that is, financially crucifying them and ruining their lives, so that these mass shootings are masculists' revenge and the harbinger of much greater things in the future, that is, the historic shift of men away from being manslaves and towards the fipping of women to share equally in the burden of earning the living. Future historians will see these masculist mass shootings as the forefront of a massive historical change when women stop being fluffy manslavers and fipped up, and men stop being manslaves, liberating themselves from working for decades of their lives for fluffy parasites, fluffy manslavers, fluffy vermin to be exterminated. Hopefully, the sacrifice of several hundred fluffy feminists in the divorce court mass shootings will be all that is needed to force the politicians to mend fair the gender laws. The alternative is far worse, that is, a full-blown sex war in which thousands of maskless soldiers go out into the streets and murder large numbers of fluffy feminist, monoconscious, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi bitches so hated by maskless soldiers for ruining their lives in the divorce courts that they are prepared to kill these fluffy feminists in a sex war. Summarizing, I think the odds are highest that the near future maskless John Browns will manifest themselves in the US divorce courts when suicidal, murderously hateful, divorcing masklists will pick up semi-automatic weapons and go on mass shootings in the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts rather than kill themselves, thinking that they are helping millions of men liberate themselves from decades of manslavery to a hated, bloody, fluffy, manslaving parasite. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women. An e-textbook of 460 plus maskless flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.